Good morning, Audrey. Well, Shelburne beat Athlone Town 2-0 to win the Evoke.ie FAI Cup final. So that's a league and cup double for Shelburne. Jesse Stapleton and Pearl Slattery with the goals in that one. I'm afraid that scoreline doesn't quite do the game justice because there was a lot of big talking points. And Tommy Hewitt, the Athlone Town manager, not happy with the concession of either goal. Now, the defending wasn't great, to be honest, but he felt the referees should have ruled those goals out. He also felt a goal they scored in the second half should have stood. That was ruled out for offside. Tommy's been speaking with John Kenny.
And we were immense today. And look, referee decision cost us today. I'm going to get in trouble for saying it, but everybody can see it there. We trained all year for this quality team against Shelburne. But when you have referees that come in and don't do their job, what can you say? What can you say to them? Like,
that's the first goal you're talking about, is it?
No, it was never a free kick. Never a free kick here. Two of them, never a free kick. Then we score a perfectly good goal, and it's ruled offside because these guys can't do their job. So, well, look, it is what it is. Congratulations to Shelburne. Fantastic team. I just want to say that the girls have been fantastic. Great support from our hometown as well. It's been fantastic. And, you know, these girls are going to go strength and strength.
Now, the final round of games in the SSC or Tristy League Premier Division took place last night. Nothing to play for at either end of the table. Derry City lost to Dundalk, though, by a goal to nil. Bohemians, 3-1 winners against Sligo. Drogheda, 2-0 victory against Finharp. St. Pat's, 4-0 winners against Shelburne. And the champions, Shamrock Rovers, wrapped it all up with an impressive 2-0 win away to UCD. And the Premier League, Arsenal, top of that table once again, thanks to a 1-0 win against Chelsea. Liverpool beat Tottenham 2-1. Aston Villa got the better of Manchester United 3-1. It ended Newcastle 4, Southampton 1. Crystal Palace 2-1 winners over West Ham. In the golf, Seamus Power finished really strongly at the Mayakoba Classic on the PGA Tour last night. Top three finish, tied for third place. That takes him to the top of the FedEx Cup standings. I know it's very early in the season, but brilliant stuff from Seamus there. And Tom McKibben has secured his tour card on the DP World Tour next season. He finished in a tie for sixth at the Challenge Tour Grand Final in Mallorca. In Gaelic games, Ballygunner have qualified for the AIB Munster Hurling Club semi-final. They had a very impressive win against Kilruane. And let's hear from their sharpshooter, Desi Hutchinson, who's been speaking with Liam O'Hearn.
There's always that little bit of uncertainty because you just don't know how other teams are going, I suppose, and you think training's going really well, but nothing compares to the intensity of the Munster Championship. And look, we dealt with it very well today, and I suppose we had the experience of last year doing the exact same thing, so we used that as well.
And today, of course, was the start of the defence of the Munster Championship. It has started well, but there's a tough day out next day.
Yeah, there is, and look, just because it's in Peershick doesn't mean it's tough. They're all tough days in the Munster Championship, you know. So, look, we'll recover and be best equipped, I suppose, to take on the Peershick in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. In Gaelic football, wins for Rehoboth, the Downs, Port Arlington and Kilmacud Crokes in the Leinster Club Football Championship. In ladies football, Crokes are the Leinster champions for the very first time, and Ballymacarbery have ended their long wait for a victory in Munster. They are champions. They beat the Banner yesterday afternoon. Finally, in rugby, a very significant game of the November series took place yesterday, and Argentina have beaten England 30 points to 29 at Twickenham. I'll be back with lots more sports, Samantha, in the next hour.